special welcome to our visitors here this morning. There's some people I haven't met, so it's wonderful for you to come along and celebrate Christmas with us. You might have noticed every Christmas that people have different reactions to Christmas. And this morning I want to speak about four different reactions that people have. The first one I'm going to be speaking about is anxiety. There are people that actually have anxiety because of Christmas. The next one is aggression. There are people that get aggressive because of Christmas. And then there are those that are apathetic. There are people that have apathy towards Christmas. And then there are those that have adoration. They have adoration when they hear of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ for them. Let me speak first about the one I call anxiety, a reaction for Christmas. Why would there be anxiety? Well, I can tell you that there is anxiety in families, particularly if you lose a loved one the year before Christmas. All of us that have lost loved ones and no longer have them around the Christmas table, we can experience some sort of anxiety. There are other people that have anxiety over Christmas because they may not have enough money to buy their children presents or their spouse presents. Other people have anxiety for all different reasons. Some people have anxiety over Christmas because to them Christmas is the end of the working year and next year is a different year. And next year they may be worried about what is going to happen. They may look back at their last year and think things didn't go too well in my last year and now what am I going to face this year? When I think about Joseph, I think there was some anxiety in his life. If you think about the fact that he got news that the woman that he was engaged to, Mary, was going to have a baby. And so there would have been people around Joseph that would have thought that she'd had an affair with someone else. Or perhaps they would have thought that Joseph and Mary had an affair before marriage. They were engaged. And in the Jewish religion, the engagement was as important as the marriage. They were considered to be married, yet they didn't live together. And so Joseph, I believe, would have experienced anxiety at the announcement of the birth of the Lord Jesus. But that anxiety was overcome. Actually, let me read to you the passage. In Matthew 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus came, Jesus Christ, was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. What did Joseph do to overcome his anxiety? He actually heard a word from the Lord. The angel brought a word from the Lord to Joseph. He heard that word and he actually obeyed the words. And I believe his anxieties was done away with as he trusted the Lord's will for the next chapter of his life. There are some people that react to Christmas with anxiety. There are other people that react to Christmas with aggression. I don't know if you saw the news last night, but Westfield Parramatta has made world news. It's made world news for the wrong reasons. The management foolishly decided to put up a whole lot of balloons in nets above the shopping centre. Then at a certain time, they're going to release the balloons, and the balloons had gift vouchers contained within them. And people were underneath the balloons, and once the balloons were released, there was aggression. People clamoured to burst those balloons. I don't know if you saw the TV news, but there was a man dressed as Santa Claus and he went flying, not on a sleigh. But there was aggression. People were aggressive trying to get $5 discount tickets. for shopping. Other people are aggressive about Christmas when you share the truth of Christmas. Have you ever tried to share the truth of Christmas for someone that does not want to know about the fact that Jesus came, that Jesus was a historical figure, that Jesus came for them and Jesus came for the sins of the world? Some people actually get aggressive. I've experienced aggressiveness from people when I want to tell them about Jesus, how Jesus was God, how Jesus came as the King of the Jews, how Jesus came to die for the Jewish nation and to die for my sins and your sins and the sins of the whole world. People get aggressive. There's another reaction to Christmas, and that is apathy. And we see that in the scriptures. We see that what happened was that the wise men, sometime after the birth of Jesus, the wise men came to Jerusalem. And they came to the headquarters of the Jewish faith, and there was a king on the throne, and his name was Herod. And Herod had religious advisers. And I'm afraid to say that when the wise men came, the religious advisers, the people that knew the law, the people that knew about the sacrifices, they were apathetic to the news of the birth of Jesus. Let me read to you from Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where their Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel.'" They were apathetic. The religious leaders actually knew the very place where Christ was going to be born. The prophet Micah in Micah 5 verse 2 had told them in the Old Testament scriptures hundreds of years before, indicated that Christ would be born in Bethlehem. What was their reaction? Their reaction was apathy. Herod's reaction was aggression. He wanted to kill Jesus. He killed the baby boys around about Bethlehem, 2 years and under. But their reaction was just apathy. Apathy to the first coming of the Lord Jesus. And I'm afraid to say today that in regards to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, largely today, particularly in Australia, there is apathy as far as religious leaders are concerned. They are not preaching the second coming of the Lord Jesus. There was apathy. I wonder, do you fit into that category? When you hear the Christmas songs, are you apathetic year after year as you walk in the shopping centres and you hear the carols? Last Sunday we had an evening service here, and then I went home and there was a carol service in the park near Bar Beach. And they were beaming out the good news of a saviour. It was going right out over Merriweather. You couldn't help but hear it. I was on my veranda and I heard the words so clearly of the good news of a saviour born for us. How many people are apathetic to the Christmas carols? How many people are apathetic to Christmas cards, to the Christmas message? The religious leaders in Jesus' day were apathetic to the good news of a saviour born for us. Well, there's another reaction to Christmas, and that is, I believe, the right reaction, and that is adoration. And that is seen in the shepherds and also in the wise men. Luke 2 verse 9, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them," this is the shepherds, "and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord.'" Verse 15 says, "And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they'd seen, heard and seen as it was told them. Their reaction to the birth of Jesus was adoration. We see that in the wise men as well in Matthew 2 verse 11. When they come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense and myrrh. There we see sacrificial giving. There we see adoration at the good news of seeing the Saviour. They gave three gifts, gold, frankincense and myrrh. Gold was for a king. Frankincense was used in the worship of God, and myrrh was used when they buried someone. And I believe that pointed to the fact that Jesus was king, that Jesus was God, and that Jesus Christ was going to die for the sins of the world. The wise men gave something that cost a lot in those days. I wonder, have you sacrificially given to the Lord Jesus? What does the Lord Jesus want for you, from you? The Lord Jesus wants a sacrificial life. When Paul wrote to the Romans, he said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." God wants our lives. You know, Jesus Christ came to this world. He died for every single sin that you have ever committed. And Jesus Christ offers you the gift of eternal life. When he died on that cross, he shed his blood, and he did that so that the sins of the world, the sins of every person that has ever been born, can be forgiven the moment they trust him as Saviour. They gave sacrificially. We should give our lives in adoration to the Lord Jesus, our Saviour. There was one man in the 1950s, his name was Jim Elliot. And Jim Elliot was martyred at the age of 28, way back in 1956. His desire was, with other missionaries, to go and reach Indians in Ecuador. And they landed their plane, were approached by the Indians, and they were martyred. Jim Elliot said this, "If we are the sheep of his pasture, remember that sheep are headed for the altar." Jim Elliot said, "I seek not a long life, but a full one, like you, Lord Jesus." Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain which he cannot lose." 28 years of age, and he died as a martyr. He gave his life for the Lord Jesus. Jim Elliot knew the Christmas story, that God came in person to die for his sins. There are four reactions to Christmas. Anxiety. If it's anxiety for you, I pray that you would take God's word, you would trust God's word, and you would step out in faith. If it's aggression like Herod, I pray that you would put your aggression down and that you would see that Jesus wants to be king. You see, Herod wanted to be king of his own life, but Jesus wants to be king of our lives. Herod reacted with aggression when he should have reacted with adoration. There is apathy. So many people in Australia are apathetic about the good news of a Christ that came for them. And the right reaction, I believe, is adoration. "And she will bring forth a son, and ye shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." If the Lord Jesus Christ is not your Saviour, then you've missed the meaning of Christmas. Let me pray. Father, we want to pray for each person here, maybe in one of those categories of anxiety or aggression or apathy or adoration, Lord. We pray, Father, that you would help each one, whatever category that they're in this morning, that they would trust God's word, that they would see that Jesus is the Saviour, and, Father, that they would live their lives for you, because we know that we only live on this earth a short time, but eternity is forever and ever and ever. And all of us one day will meet the King. May we meet him with adoration. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Merry Christmas to everybody. Alex and I are going to be playing something you should all know, O Holy Night. I'm going to be playing the cornet.
Thanks, Josh and Alex. My prayer for each of you is that you go away from this service as a person of adoration, thanking God that you can have eternal life because of Christ coming to this world and dying on the cross for your sins. Father, we thank you that we've been able to spend this beautiful time together as a church family. And we thank you, Father, that you loved us so much that you sent your Son to become the sacrifice for the sins of the world. Lord, help us to go away this morning as people of adoration in thankfulness for what you've done for us in giving us the gift of eternal life the moment that we've trusted Jesus. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.